This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's had one interception. Before that, he had really, really been throwing the football to the other team. Two in the first week, one in the third week, three in the fourth week, another one in the fifth week. Then he's really settled down thereafter. He's got it together. And he's thrown a bunch of touchdowns since then. He's never going to wow you with his yardage total. He hasn't thrown for 300 yards all year. I think it topped out at about 266 this year. He's not going to go, and he's not going to put up 350 yards and throw for seven touchdowns in a game and throw it all over the yard. He's not generally going to attempt anywhere on the upside of about 32 passes or so.
Right.
He hit it for 41 against Cleveland earlier this year, or at least attempted 41 in just a 19-16 game. He was trying to throw it all over the place. But is this a guy? Let's listen real quick to Steven Nelson on Josh Allen before we talk about it.
I was a bigger guy. You know, we're going to have to, you know, make some good tackles against him, you know, and try to eliminate the big runs from him.
6'5", 240. Big kid. I mean, real big kid.
And as Mike Tomlin pointed out earlier in the week, more designed runs from Buffalo
than Arizona.
Than Arizona, right?
Right. So isn't this someone that, as we handicap this game, we look at it, we've talked Duck Mania and hit a sweat Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. and it should have. Steeler Nation, duck, 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 duck calls. I heard Ron Cook talking yesterday about he was trying to fly home from Arizona and the guy behind him had a duck call and kept blowing it. And everybody on the plane, I'm trying to read my book. Anyway, so Duck Mania has swept everywhere. Are we not talking about the other quarterback enough?
No, we're not, because that's going to be the key to the game. Once again, and we laid this out a couple weeks ago, for everybody, the last three, 4 weeks of the season, depending on the importance of Week 17, are going to be about Duck Hodges against the other quarterback. Sometimes it's as simple as quarterback against quarterback. We've talked about that plenty of times as well. And if Josh Allen has a better game than Devlin Hodges, then there's a good chance the Bills win. And a better game doesn't mean 300 yards passing. It doesn't mean three touchdowns. It means he can get away from some of those tackles that the Steelers made on Kyler Murray because he's bigger and stronger. And to be quite honest, right now at this point in time, looks like a better quarterback than Kyler Murray.
Yes, and another top-end pick that Duck Hodges needs to beat. This is a seventh overall pick. I mean, this is a big-time pedigreed guy out of Wyoming. So that said, though, I think when we look at all this, we talk about Buffalo's defense. You talk about the Steelers' defense.
Right.
You talk about Duck. You talk about the run game. A minimal amount of talk this week in the lead-up to this game has been the growth of Josh Allen, how he's progressively gotten better this year, how his quarterback rating just a couple weeks ago against Dallas was 120.7, how the guy just keeps, I think, making better decisions as the games go on in his career.
The one thing I keep an eye on, and he's only lost two of them, but he has fumbled nine times in the last seven games. And that is, we've heard Steelers defenders talk about it over the course of the last couple of weeks, how that has become, I think it was Vince Williams said, that is our one focus right now, getting after the football. You know, guys are carrying a ball around the facility, we're punching it out from each other at practice while we're just waiting in line for a drill. Everybody's on the football. If the Steelers can get to Josh Allen, it's about not – you used to hear guys talk about this with Ben Roethlisberger all the time when they would play the Steelers. You don't tackle the man so much as you try to tackle the ball, because if you try to take down the man, he might just stiff-arm you away and take off for an 8-yard pickup.
He also fumbles because his offensive line at times has failed to protect
him.
Every single game this year, he's at least had a sack except for one. He took six against Baltimore. He took four against Dallas. He took four more against Philly. In back-to-back weeks, he took four against New England and Tennessee earlier this year. So that being said, this guy can be hit. You can definitely hit this guy. He took three early on against the Giants. The offensive line is shaky, and he's prone to absolutely take a hit. That's where Bud Dupree and T.J. Watt can positively affect this game. But I think we talked so much last week about the escapability of Kyler Murray.
Right.
This guy will just tuck it under and go and probably provide more of, like we saw when Ben would elongate plays early in his career, a factor such as that.
And what does more to slow down an edge rusher than the idea that the quarterback may get outside the pocket and break contain? And if they design a couple of those runs early on, which again, the Bills are willing to do, they design more runs for Josh Allen than the typical running quarterback that you think of. If they can break contain on a couple of Josh Allen designed runs early on, it's going to make a total headache for Dupree and Watt in trying to get after the guy and keep him in the pocket.
You worried about this guy, Jim?
Not really, which is probably why I should be.
Yes.
Because the last time that we talked about a quarterback that was just waiting to turn the ball over was the worst game the defense has had recently, and that was at Cleveland. And Baker Mayfield didn't turn it over. And this was a guy who had turned it over all over the place. And then we talked about, but on the other hand, Kyler Murray didn't turn it over. And what did he do? Three interceptions. So, I would trust the defense to keep him in check, however.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.